Welcome to the Sacred Feminine Power Podcast, where we explore the many facets of feminine power and why it is so important for women and for men to step into this power in our world at this time. This is Emmy from Feminine Revered, and my magical guest for today is Mieke Antonis. Mieke is a priestess, shamanic womb healer, and moon mother devoted to Great Mother and Source. To reclaim the sacredness of the menstrual blood, she started Red Tara Tree, an international call to menstrual beings all over the world to give their moon blood to the trees and to gather in sisterhood to connect again with the wisdom of the womb and the blood. She's also the founder of Moving Inside, dedicated to feminine spirituality, cyclical well-being, and holistic natural sources for women's health and empowerment. She's passionate about the medicine of herbs and steam, the sacred marriage of earth, water, fire, and air, which she uses both in womb steaming as ritual herbal sauna. She also loves to work with dance, shamanic journeys, and soul retrieval. Since 2005, Mieke walks a shamanic, tantric, and alternative healing path with strong impulses from the Essenes and Cathars and Native American and traditional Chinese medicine. Some of her trainings are womb awakening facilitator, moon mother, vaginal steam therapist, tuina therapist, shamanic counselor, and conscious dance facilitator. And from a more personal perspective, I've known Mieke now since 2018, I think it is. And we just have this beautiful connection, heart to heart, womb to womb connection. I think we have collaborated and created magic together in many, many lifetimes. And it's just been such a beautiful journey to reconnect with her again in this lifetime and to get to know about her journey and to really connect with her beautiful, beautiful heart and all the magic that she is creating in this lifetime, in this world. So thank you, Mieke, for joining me and welcome to the podcast.
I'm so happy to be here, Emmy. I'm so delighted. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. It really is a blessing to have you with us. And I cannot wait to see where our conversation takes us today. Now, since my podcast is called Sacred Feminine Power, I love to start by asking my guests, what does sacred feminine power mean to you personally?
How long can I talk?
Let's start with a couple of minutes and then we'll see where we go.
Sacred feminine power means to me connection, and connection in four different ways. Four is also a very sacred number in the feminine ways. But the first connection that comes to mind is the connection between human beings from empathy and from intuition, like from this deep listening womb space that creates like a feel between two persons where the emotions travel as fast as light from one person to the other, and there's actually no division between what you feel and what I feel. And from there, we come into a genuine space of empathy and also of empowerment and of being present in the moment. There is never, not for any conversation, not for any therapy, not for any ritual, there is never an external framework. It's always created by the magic of the moment. And it's the moment lived from the body. It's the inner moment. So it's always different. So that's the first connection that I think about when we talk about sacred feminine power. And the second connection is the connection to nature and to the cosmos that we as persons with a female biology have through our cycle, through our menstruation, and when we do not menstruate anymore, through our connection to the seasons in life. And through our cycle, we are connected to the moon, we are connected to the earth, and we are connected to the cosmos. And that makes us as women a part of nature. And maybe even more than a part of nature, we are nature. And this is very important because the last thousands of years where patriarchy has sent us to is like to a controlling of nature. And this is what women bring as keepers of the earth. We are nature. And by giving our blood to the earth, for example, we are nature. We become nature. We do not control nature. And then I get to the third connection, is that sacred feminine power is my connection to her story, the story that is not being told in the schools, but the story that has not been told by patriarchy, but that goes back to the time before patriarchy, the thousands and thousands of years where the feminine was revered, where the great mother was worshipped, and thousands of years of peace as well. And like, and where there was a very strong feminine spirituality, like connection to sacred feminine power for me is also that, like to tap into that feminine spirituality and to reclaim that, to bring that back, like to create a new consciousness from where the future and the new earth can be born. And then the last connection for me is I call it vitamin C, and it's the sea of change, and it's the sea of challenge. Like the feminine means to me that we also open and integrate the challenges, the difficult parts of life, our obstacles, our shadows. Pain and ecstasy are two sides of the same coin, and we are wired for change as cyclical beings. And this is also very important in the times that we are in now. Like, change is all over. And this is also sacred feminine power to me, like to be wired for change.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Oh, I love you, Mieke. You've just opened so many beautiful portals that we could dive deeper into and really have a couple of hours of conversation around you, all of these connections. But let's see what really, really arises for us to go deeper into in just a moment. But before we go there, Mieke, I would really love to hear from you about a challenge that you have faced that's really helped you to activate the sacred feminine power within you.
Hmm. There have been a few, and I'm grateful for all of them. So if I am to choose one now, I would like to talk about something that happened in my life in 2017, just before we met, Emmy. Mm. I'm going to take a sip of coffee.
Sure.
And by that time, I had like already been walking on the path of the feminine ways since 2010, when I met female shamans in Colombia, and I worked with plant medicine, and I started working with my moon blood. But then in 2017, I had a miscarriage.
Hmm.
And that has been like a major initiation and for me an impulse to cross the threshold from the personal experience of the sacred to like sharing it with other persons and with groups. So what happened is that there was a conception that I had lived totally, entirely consciously. I felt the journey of the semen and how it met the little egg and where it nested the seed in my womb. And also I felt the journey from that little spirit through the dimensions into the matter of my body. And this seed came with a huge amount of love and compassion into my life. And because she came with such compassion, I called her Little Tara, after the goddess Tara. And she was Little Tara in my womb, and I was delighted to have her and to commune with her. And then after 8 weeks, when I came back from my work, I was walking through the forest, and I felt that I was losing Little Tara. So I was losing the seed. And this happened while I was in the forest. And I felt grief, and I felt pain. And at the same time, I felt the forest brimming with so much life and light and energy. It was totally amazing. So I had, like, at that moment, I had the impulse, the instinct to offer my tears and to offer the first blood, to offer it to nature and to offer it to the trees and to offer it to the moon. And in that way, while being totally present in my own grief, I became part of this wheel of life and death and rebirth. And this has been a huge initiation for me, as from that moment, and this is also the basis for the project that you mentioned in the intro, Emmy, Red Tara Tree. As from that moment, my connection to trees has been like much deeper. And I became part of the forest, and the forest became part of me. And then also after the miscarriage, during almost 9 months, I was called at night to sit on my womb. I was called at night to commune with this source, the source of this wheel of life and death and rebirth. This cosmic womb, like the initiation of this an eternal cycle. And this is where I met the Great Mother. This is where I related to the Dark Mother. And for me, she is the black hole. Like, it's from the black hole that the entire universe, everything that is birthed. And it's to the black hole that we go back as well. So for me, this has been, as from that moment, I've started, like, with my trainings, with the womb awakening, where we met, being a moon mother, to become a moon mother, like my shamanic trainings. And as from that moment, I started, like, making also my work public, to start working with groups.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, wow, Mika, thank you so much for sharing so openly and so gracefully about your journey with the miscarriage. And thank you for the incredible awareness and wisdom that you have around this. And what a blessing this communion with the forest and being held by the trees was for you. I mean, that is so beautiful and so magical, and at the same time, so natural, isn't it? It's part of our DNA to be connected like this, and yet so many of us are missing that connection. Beautiful. Well, Mika, you kind of started to allude to this already, but what is the hidden blessing in what you went through, and how is it really supporting you now in the work that you do?
The blessing is that I am a part of nature. Mm. I am much bigger than the little ego that I am. I am part of this eternal wheel. I am connected to the source of life. It is inside of me, and I have this wisdom inside of me, like all of us have this wisdom inside of us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just need to learn to connect and listen and allow that wisdom to come through in the midst of all the busyness of life and all the distractions and all the conditioning and programming that often sets that veil between us and that true knowing.
And as women, as menstruating beings, we are connected every month to this cycle of life and death and rebirth.
Absolutely. That is
and
so
this is
true.
Huge. This is enormous, and this is sacred. And in former days, in going back to the Paleolithic, like 40,000 years ago, women were honored and revered for that, and the entire community revered this female power biology. And the rites and the ceremonies were centered around those instances in a woman's life, both every month that the women were bleeding, or every month that the women were ovulating, but also like in the larger stretch of life, like for example with menarche, was a very important moment for the entire community to celebrate the power of the woman that is birthed there, the flowering of the woman, the becoming fertile of the woman, but also like the step into menopause, like the women that are channeling their blood into creativity and wisdom. And you know, before the women menstruated, not only for themselves but also for the collective. So menstruation is both a cleanse and an oracle for the collective. So with the bleeding, we can, on a personal level, with our blood, we can let go of what no longer serves us. We can reflect upon our lives and the previous month, and we can reflect upon the change that is beneficial for us to step into our power. But we can also do this for the collective. And this is the role of the women and of the priestesses in former times. And it's very interesting that the word sin, for example, used to refer to the moon goddess and to the priestesses of the moon goddess, like, and the priestesses who were working with the power of menstruation and to menstruate for the collective, to let go of what no longer serves and to birth the new earth. And the prophecy, the prophetic quality of the blood. You know, the Delphi oracles, the womb oracles, they were speaking from during their bleeding time. And from all over the world, like the highest officials, the greatest generals, they went there to be inspired and to receive instructions for their political strategies. And in these times, as we are on the cusp of a new age, this is such a tool that we are invited to use again as a collective, as women, as menstrual beings, all together, bleeding together, connecting to the earth, connecting to Mama Gaia, that if she has left, Mama Gaia, then it's up to us now to take that responsibility to nurture her, to feed her. And there's no better tool than to do that with our blood.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Everything that you're saying is resonating at such a deep level. And I have a feeling that for our listeners, this will also either sound like it's something new, but at the same time, very, very familiar, something very ancient, something that's really just resonating with ourselves at a very deep level. Mm. And I would love to hear you talk a little bit more about the spiritual technology of actually offering your blood to nature. Would you please share a little bit more about that?
Well, first of all, when we bleed, and I also want to include the women that do not bleed anymore, or the beings that do not bleed anymore, or that have had an hysterectomy, because we can always reconnect to the spirit of the blood. And we always embody the spirit and the power of the womb. But when we bleed, it's like a little birth, actually. Our bones, our pelvic bones are being stretched. The cervix is opening a little bit and the hormones drop. So then the hormones that are chemical messengers, that we are at that moment, we are opened to an alternate, how do you say that, altered state mm-hmm. of consciousness that is connecting us in a very natural way to the divine and to spirit, to the womb of the earth and to the womb of the cosmos. So this is really like a trance-like, a very natural trance-like state that unfortunately we have forgotten to use because of so many negativity and shame and pain around the menstrual cycle. But imagine that you were living like in a society where the feminine is revered and where menstruation is seen as part of something very sacred, then there is no pain. There would not have been any pain. And then the power of bleeding, the power of the bleeding time would have been to go in trance and to be connected to everything that is and to this wheel of life and death and rebirth, which is so, so, so sacred. Mm-hmm. So that first is, this is the first spiritual technology. And then the ritual of offering the moon blood, and if you do not bleed anymore, you can also offer like some of your fluids, your yoni fluids, or you can even offer some red wine or pomegranate juice. The ritual there is that I think I mentioned it a little bit already. It's like you give an essential part of yourself to nature. You give it back to earth. And with that substance, you are like starting your journey into the earth. You start like your composting journey, your journey into the underworld. That underworld, it does not have any negative connotation in it. It's just like stripping yourself of your identity, of your ego, of your roles, of your tasks, and become a skeleton. Like have the courage to die for an instance and to revise who you are, connect to the universal source of life, and then you come back with new wisdom, with a wisdom that goes beyond the mind, beyond logics, beyond the personal scope. And you become one with nature. You are nature.
So very powerful. Thank you, Mika, for sharing that so eloquently and so gracefully. I love the way you are translating this incredibly sacred work and sacred cyclical way of being into words. So thank you for that. What is your take on, I mean, you already mentioned that we are currently in a period of massive change. And we are moving towards the new earth, and we are entering the age of Aquarius. Well, in a way, have already entered the age of Aquarius. How is all of this coming together in terms of more and more women waking up to this ancient wisdom and really feeling the call to gift their blood or to ritually connect with nature? And with the changes that are happening on our planet at the moment.
This is an important question, Ami. Thank you for asking. And I want to come back to the title of our project. It is called Red Tara Tree. And Tara, the name Tara, Tara is the goddess of endless compassion, and TR is an ancient root that means TR is present in the word Tara. It's an ancient root that means to take across a difficult situation. And Tara, as a goddess, she is in the Tibetan religion, she is called upon in times of disease, war, pandemics, catastrophes. I think all of these words that I've just mentioned sound very familiar. And Tara is a female Buddha. And for a Buddha, it does not matter if you come as a man or a woman or male or female, it does not matter. But Tara, she decided that she wants to come in a female body, because not because it was important to her, but because to show that deity, God, is not necessarily male either. And there's not only Tara that is calling us, that is reaching out to us, like to help us, to support us in this age of transition. Like Mother Mary is so present, Mary Magdalene is so present, Isis is so present, Kuan Yin is so present. We are so carried and so guided by the feminine face of God, by the feminine Christ, and they are guiding us through this age of transition. And you know, we are moving into the age of Aquarius, and a seed has already its complete and total potential inside of it. Like a seed of a tree has already all the information of the full grown tree inside of the seed. So we already carry the full blown manifestation of the age of Aquarius in this age, in this time of transition. It is already there, the full golden promise of Aquarius, the harmony between masculine and feminine, the going beyond duality, the magic and the abundance that comes from going beyond duality. It is not a promise or not only a promise, it is already there. It is only us, only our own psychology that we need, that we are invited to reprogram, like to feel really until the depth of every cell that we have the right for this balance between masculine and feminine. We have the right to be abundant. We have the right to experience this magic and this joy. It's simply about like adapting our psychology to the new global psychology that is already there. And there's a beautiful invitation to go beyond duality. Because what is happening, what is being installed is big. It is a cosmic move. And we have no, with our limited mind, no, our scope is too limited to grasp the sacredness and the enormity of what is happening. But it is already there. And in the changes and in the challenges that are coming and that will be challenging, remember, it is already there. And we are at the right time, at the right place, and our soul chose to be here at this moment on the planet.
Absolutely. And it indeed is such a miraculous time to be alive and to be part of this transition. And although some of it is incredibly painful, especially watching many of our loved ones choose to exit the planet at a pretty rapid pace at the moment. Yeah. Also spiritual teachers, a lot of healers are choosing to exit the planet at the moment as well. Mm. And that can really feel quite heavy. But when you start to look at it from the bigger picture perspective around what you just explained there, that our souls have chosen to be here at this time, and our souls already knew before we were born that our paths would take us in a certain direction, with the understanding that we still have free will within all of that, but that we've chosen these very paths. And we all have a very deep, beautiful purpose for existing in the midst of this transition.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, exactly. And also, we are part of this wheel of life, death, and rebirth. And what I also feel that will happen is that we will collectively revalue death and going to the other side. Because going to the other side is a big journey. But it is a beautiful journey.
Yeah.
And like to collectively like honor death again as something beautiful, not as something that we need to be afraid of or that we have to push away. I believe that the new age will also be a reintegration of the sacredness of dying, the art of dying. Mm-hmm. And women have always been doulas, not only for birth.
That's right.
But also for death.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And again, so many of us are awakening to this and really feeling that deep, deep sacred call to start serving as doulas, whether it is for birth or death. And really stepping into a much bigger place of power, also in terms of our understanding, with our limited 3D understanding that we still have available to us at the moment, what is really truly going on. As you said, it's massive. It is absolutely huge. And what a blessing to be a part of it.
Wow, yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Mieke, just very briefly still, you are also this year taking part and also sponsoring the Thousand Goddesses gathering that was founded by my beautiful friend and Gaia mystic, Mayor Cromwell. And I'm very blessed to be co-facilitating this event this year. And there's just such a beautiful correlation between the Thousand Goddesses gathering and the Tara work that you do through Red Tara Tree and other paths that you are walking on. Would you please share just a tiny bit about what the Thousand Goddesses gathering means to you?
Well, Thousand Goddesses gathering, and we have this in common with Red Tara Trees, that we both work with the prophecy of the when thousand Taras unite, the world will shift from fear to compassion. So, yeah, it's also about what I already said, the female Buddha and the female, the feminine Christ, the feminine face of God, showing us the way, and also like to come together as a collective of women to birth this new earth.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so many women again are hearing that call, and men as well. There's a beautiful, powerful community, global community forming around this as well. And it's just such a blessing to have you with us as well this year. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, Mieke, I know that our listeners have gotten so much from this chat of ours and from the words of wisdom that you've been sharing with us. If they wanted to learn more about you, Mieke, what would be the easiest place to find you?
We are on Facebook with Red Tara Tree, and also on Instagram. We have a website, redtaratree.org. That is a bit slow for now. We are still like working on that. And you can also find me with my personal project, Moving Inside, on Facebook, Moving Inside, and movinginside.com.
Beautiful. Did you want to say something else there?
Yeah, and I would love to invite you. Can I?
Yes.
To that, I mean,
yes.
With Red Tara Tree, we are launching a series of four free Red Tara tents. And there are invitations to join us in Red Tara tents that are specifically dedicated to the bleeding time. So together, during our bleeding time, we will work with this trance-like state of the blood, and we will journey with the medicine of the womb and of the blood together, as women, our ancestors did before us. When they bled together with new moon, now women, we do not bleed together anymore because we are disconnected from nature, etc. But we want to, with Red Tara Tree, to create this opportunity again to bleed together globally. And we do that online every week so that every menstrual being has the chance to join. And the persons that are not bleeding anymore, menopausal beings or with hysterectomy, you are invited to join us at a new moon, free Red Tara tents, because that is the cosmic energy that corresponds best to the energy of the bleeding time. And the information for that you can find on our website, retaratree.org, or our Facebook and Instagram page, Red Tara Tree. And they're for free. Mm. So we are launching this as a new invitation with four free occasions to join us.
Beautiful. That is such a beautiful, potent invitation. And thank you for your vision around this, for this beautiful global gathering of leading beings from everywhere, and including also those who no longer bleed. Very sacred, very special, Mieke. Thank you so much for really visioning this and birthing it into being as well.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Emmy.
And thank you again, Mieke, for joining me on the podcast and sharing all these golden, or should I say red, nuggets of wisdom, and sending lots of blessings to you and to Tara and to little Tara as well for taking you on this beautiful initiatory journey as well, and just wishing you all the best with all this beautiful work that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Emmy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, everybody, just for a moment, let's focus our intention and our awareness on this beautiful sacred energy that's being activated. And imagine sending this energy to everybody and everything on our planet to remember that we are all truly one, and that the more of us have the courage to step into our sacred feminine power, the more quickly our planet will also ascend and heal. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for listening.